This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Today I want to discuss a common and unhealthy element in many marriages. It's codependency. It's an important issue because many men either struggle with codependency themselves or have a spouse who does. Codependence results when the fear of rejection, abandonment, and loneliness keeps couples content with superficiality and lack of fulfillment in their marriages. In these instances, they convince themselves that they're choosing the lesser of two evils, that even unhealthy relationships provide a semblance of belonging and acceptance. Codependence is most common in marriages between overly responsible people and under-responsible people. Often these relationships give the appearance of stability, yet they're quite unhealthy. Why? Because each person involved in this type of marriage is more focused on meeting his or her own selfish needs than in serving the other. But how could a person who seems to do everything for his or her spouse possibly be selfish, you might ask? The answer is found in motives, not actions. And it's motives, after all, that betray where our hearts are. When a person is content to do everything for his or her spouse, that person serves the selfish purpose of feeling important and valuable. But this comes at the expense of the other person remaining enabled and helpless, and struggling with all the negative feelings associated with it. Men, if you're in a codependent marriage, be brave enough to admit dissatisfaction. Bring this before the Lord, and let it be a spur to repentance, change, and redemption.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.